Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Final Rose Tonight. Yes, they were in London and everybody talked in those dumb accents, but it's week five. Susan, what'd you think of the week?
Hip hip hooray!
Cheerio!
That's the extent of my English accent. Yes.
I found it annoying and now we're doing it. But I kind of I felt like I had to, just given how much
Very
they were
cute.
Talking in the British accents. All right, so lots to get to in the episode. Actually, maybe not lots, but a little bit to get to in the episode. But what did you see this week for Bachelor Nation news?
I have just a very little nothing, and that was about Caitlin and Jason. You know, Caitlin Bristowe and Jason Tardik.
Yes, Mylene's BFF.
Our friends. They have been engaged for almost 3 years, and Caitlin admitted that sometimes they have to have uncomfortable talks. And this is on the heels of them postponing, I believe in August of 2022, they postponed their wedding that was supposed to be on New Year's Eve. And they said, like, there's no rush. They're going to push it back. And every time she's asked about wedding planning, she says, you know, we always seem to find something else to do. And they're not rushing. They haven't been able to find a venue in Nashville. It's all kind of suspicious.
Yeah.
So we don't know how they're doing.
Uncomfortable talks. Like, doesn't every couple have uncomfortable talks? Like, that's part of being in a relationship.
Maybe in Bachelor Nation, you're not supposed to admit that. I don't know. But it just seems like there's a little possible issue.
Do you think maybe it's, should we break up? No, we can't, because then we'll be out of the news, or we'll be in the news for a minute and then that's the end. Because I feel like if they didn't want to be together, I know Mylene was with them, mm-hmm. you know, at Super Bowl and they seemed fine, but you know, who knows? But if they didn't want to be together, think of like what that would do for their careers. There's so many things they could do.
Well, yes, but I agree with what your first point, and that is they are in the news much more because they're a couple versus being separate, I think.
Maybe. I don't know.
They're both very well liked.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anything else?
So I'm not going to lie. I was so preoccupied this week with the perfect match. I know you and I were texting about it. I'm like, all right, I know I should be looking at Bachelor Nation news, but I cannot stop watching this show. So can we just talk about that for one
Well, minute? It's funny because I was well into it and you hadn't even started. And now you're many episodes ahead of me.
I cannot stop watching. So
it's like a car accident. You can't look away.
You can't look away. Well, one, you know, we had talked about it a while ago when we first heard about it. And I was thinking, oh, this will be cool. There'll be people from all of the dating shows that we watch. Then I quickly realized I don't know very many people other than the Love is Blind people, because I didn't watch Too Hot to Handle. I didn't watch The Circle. So I think it's only the Netflix dating shows that they've brought all together.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, because I was like, I mean, otherwise the Bachelor people would be jumping on this, don't you think?
I thought there'd be some Bachelor people, but there isn't. I only, same as you, I only know the Love is Blind people.
Yeah. So if you haven't watched The Perfect Match, essentially what it is there's 10 people, 5 guys, 5 girls, and they have to couple up for the week. They have to find their match for the week and they do a competition. And so then they figure out who's the most compatible couple and then they win a date and then they get to bring in 2 new singles and then set up other people that are already in the house on dates. So like 1 week, it'll be 2 new guys coming in. 1 week, it'll be 2 new girls, a little bit like Bachelor in Paradise in that way.
Yes.
And then they have to find a match by the end of the week or they're gone. And so there's like 2 that leave. And so at the end of it, somebody will be crowned the perfect match over the course of time. But listen, a lot of characters, it's super fun to watch. I'm fascinated with the whole thing. And literally I can't. So my husband goes and works out and then he walks in, he's like, oh, can we watch one of our shows together? I'm like, okay, I guess. And then we turn it off and watch like a documentary. And then I'm like, oh, I'm falling asleep on the couch. And then I go back upstairs and then I marathon watch. And he comes in, he's like, you were falling asleep on the couch. And it's 3 hours later and I'm still watching.
He doesn't want to watch it with you?
No, I tried. He will not watch. He watches like the singing shows, like American mm-hmm. Idol and things like that. And like, you know, Survivor, but he will not watch the dating show.
It is kind of inane, I will agree. But I don't know. It has plenty of characters that you love to hate. That's
yes,
what I would say.
That's exactly right. And so
there's some, we don't have to talk about it anymore, but it is entertaining in its own way.
Highly recommend. We might have to do a podcast, although I think I can only do a week's worth because like all the episodes drop, you know, at the same time.
It's not like
a weekly thing. Right. And that wouldn't be any fun because we'd be way behind everybody. So I was looking at the ratings for The Bachelor.
I'm so sad to hear this.
Womp, womp. So the premiere we talked about had like a 16% drop in viewers season over season. They were up a little bit in week 2, down another 2% in week 4. And then this week took like a huge dive, 5%. People were watching America's Got Talent All-Stars or The Neighborhood or All-American, or they were watching TikTok or some of the streaming shows.
Or they started watching and found out that Zach was in quarantine and they were going to be having Zoom dates and they switched the channel.
That could be. Although I have to be honest, I was very interested to see how they would handle COVID, because you could see he was on video chat in a suit. So you knew he had COVID. But I was more interested in watching this week than less interested.
It had its own interests. It wasn't a great episode, I didn't think. But it was interesting to see what they were going to do.
Anyways, ratings were down. And also, Zach has the lowest number of followers on Instagram.
Yes.
I saw, which is really sad. He's not active either. Like, there were 81 posts. I don't know what the comparison is. But they were like, womp womp.
Well, I follow him and I haven't seen much. He hasn't posted anything.
He's not interesting, but I assume he's not posting. Somebody else must have control over his account. Right, so like, there are so many, take the people from the Bachelorette account, or like, there's so many witty, funny people that so maybe they funny. Could take to,
I know,
to maybe take I over agree. His account.
He could ramp it up a little bit. Yeah, he doesn't have many followers. Although I do think the general consensus is people are liking him more every week.
Yeah, he's not a social media influencer, but like, he's a good dude.
However, let me just say, something happens in this episode, we can talk about it later, that made me take a step back and decide he's kind of a jerk.
Oh, I don't know if I agree with you on this, but let's save that for a minute. Okay. Last piece of Bachelor Nation news, for me anyways, Clayton was on Zachary Reality's podcast. I don't know if you saw this. He said he wants to speak with Gabby. He hasn't talked to her. And I guess he and Rachel are friends. So remember, like, the internet was a buzz because they were together in that group. So apparently they're friends and they talk on the phone. He did not veto the idea of getting together with Susie, but who knows what that means. I don't know. I think they're just like trying to figure themselves out separately. And if they end up together, great. But he did say he would go on Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh,
yeah.
I did not know that.
I actually would like to see him there because I feel like he might enjoy that experience. Like, what's your view?
He might flourish in Bachelor in Paradise. It's not as many constraints. It's not as, structured. So, yeah, I don't know. That would be interesting.
We will see. So that was the only other thing I guess I saw. And we'll talk about Greer. Apparently she was very bitter. So there was that whole thing about how much she loves tea. And she even has a tattoo of tea on her arm. And she'd been telling Zach all this time how much she loved tea. Well, she was very bitter that she didn't get a London date because I think she was expecting one. And so she posted on Instagram a picture of like high tea and then said women who care about their careers are hot. So clearly their interaction toward the end, you know, when she made her.
Yes.
I think well-intentioned, but not well-executed comments about, you know, comparing his experience like with COVID and not being able to find his wife with like not being able to meet a sales quota while you have COVID at the end of a quarter. I see both sides of that.
Well, let's talk about that more when we get to it. But yes, I think she was extremely upset the whole time. I think that her producers told her, oh, you love tea. We're in the land of tea. You know, you're probably going to get a one-on-one. And I think that I just am guessing because she was abnormally upset to not get that one-on-one. So, I feel like she had her expectations raised.
Well, I was trying to figure that out. Like, was this a producer or because she did make a comment that all the girls who go on these one-on-one dates have said he made a comment during the date, like, I saved this date for you. So like the alley with jumping out of an airplane, Brooklyn with going on the ATVs, like he was very intentional about the dates and like why he chose those girls for those dates. And so I don't know that if it was a producer, like I sort of thought in her own head, she's like, I love tea. We're going to London. He knows I love tea. And he's very intentional about how he chooses these. So of course it's going to be me. So you might be right in that it's a producer, or it might've just been like in her head. And like, did he really remember her talking about that?
Possibly just in her head. There was so much, this is the most, we can talk about it, I guess now. Yeah. So much jam packed into that date. That was a small portion of it.
It was, but for her, that was everything, which
that's
a little ridiculous. I'm so sorry. Ridiculous. I mean, I love my high tea. Don't get me wrong. Like that was my favorite.
Oh yeah, you do.
Remember we did that for my birthday?
If you're on The Bachelor, this will be your date.
I know. This will be my date. Although I'm not into the fancy like royal stuff, but I'll get to that in a minute.
Oh my God. How many times did they say the word royal? Like 50,000.
I agree. All right.
So they're in London.
Yeah. It was Zach's first time there. Actually, it was a lot of people's first time there. Do you view London as the city of romance?
No. Gabby said this is the city. Did she say the city of romance or the city of love?
I mean, there were multiple comments about it.
Every time they said that, I thought, is it?
Is it though? You're not in Paris.
I don't think so.
I mean, I love me some London.
I love London. It is one of my favorite cities, but I've never heard it called the city of.
I'm glad you feel that way too. Because I was like, why do they keep saying that? Like somebody planted that idea and
I think it's the London tourism people that okayed this trip because nobody says that.
Yeah, I thought that was really weird. And the other thing that I can't stand, as you know, is like they get to a new city and they scream, "Sack!" in unison and like, "London! Woo!" I'm like, ugh, nails on a chalkboard.
I wrote, "Girls are yelling from the bridge. Ugh, Lisa's not going to like this."
You know me. Horseback riding and screaming stupid
yes.
names.
And then they climb into the bathtub. I'm so sick of that, too.
Oh, my, I know.
They were ridiculously excited.
But they weren't because it's all set up.
Right, that's true.
But it makes me want to throw up.
I do like London. I was excited to see London.
Me too. And I think they showed London in a really nice light in so many different ways. So yeah. So the big news of the week was that Zach got COVID. So which forced them to cancel dates and like do a virtual cocktail party and rose ceremony. So there were 3 dates planned. There were 2 one-on-one dates and 1 group date.
Yes. And interestingly, you mentioned right here at the top of the podcast or towards the beginning that he has COVID. We had to, do you know how well into the episode it was before the girls were told that he had COVID? Why were they waiting so long?
Well, I think they had to show the Gabby. I mean, if you think about what they did, that Gabby date took up like a long time.
Well, okay. So the Gabby date took up a really long time. And part of it was, first of all, they did a million things in that date. I think that all these one-on-one dates go on for a long time. Maybe they don't all do a million things, but they go on for quite a while and then they pare it down to 5 minutes or whatever they use. They showed us so much of that date because they didn't have much else to show
us. Absolutely.
So we saw so much of that date, although there were actually things they left out, but a lot about that date.
Ooh, what'd they leave out?
Well, remember she had shoes. We never saw her shoe shopping or jewelry shopping.
Oh yeah, the Jimmy shoes.
She had a watch. We never saw that. We saw most of it, though.
We needed to see.
We saw a lot of that date. But it was just the Gabby show because then they say, first he says he's under the weather.
Yeah.
He'll see them later.
Because he didn't know.
He didn't know. Then they get all dressed up for the cocktail party, and then he's not at that either. I mean, I could kind of understand them being upset after going to all that trouble for nothing, nothing. And so it took them a really long time to finally... Wasn't it the next day?
It was the next day because he hadn't tested positive yet. So at that point, remember they showed him and he's like, "I'm really run down. I think I have jet lag. I just need to like rest and then I'll be okay." And then he just was like, "I'm still not feeling up to it." And then he tested positive the following day. So I think there was like a day in between.
We don't really know how much time went by.
That sure could have been a week. We have no idea. And how did Gabby not get COVID?
Why didn't, this kind of annoyed me. Not only did they not show Gabby being tested or even going to test or anything. Nobody seemed, I mean, maybe they all did test, but they never showed any of that. And they never told us any timeline. I thought this would be a good example for the universe to say, "Oh, well, you showed symptoms on Sunday, so you'll be back with us on Thursday," or whatever.
Yeah.
We're all following all the rules. I mean, not everybody, but we're trying to follow the rules.
And
they
just
eschew them, whatever. They're just...
Yeah, no, it was really hard to get a gauge on that. And like, how long had they been in London before his date with Gabby? So we do need to talk about the date with Gabby, which, because there was so much of it on the show. And by the way, it was fabulous. It was literally like being treated like a queen.
Right. And no, it was joke. Called You're My Queen. That was the name of the date.
You're My Queen. So I thought that was pretty awesome. So, I mean, the butler comes to pick her up and Zachary is waiting for you. And then they go to that perfumery.
Well, first they ride in that Rolls Royce with the little extra area with the champagne.
Oh yeah, that was cool. So cool. Like, I want that in my car.
Seriously.
My Sonata.
Then they go to that perfumery where they make their own perfume. Was that the first stop?
Yeah, I think that was the first stop. And then they were pretty funny about it.
Yes.
I thought that was a cute date. Like they
I did
were
too.
Joking. You could see both of their sense of humor. I feel like they bring good, fun, quirkiness out in one another.
Correct. And they were cute. Oh, this smells like Winston Churchill or whatever. That was funny.
Oh, yeah. Well, then there was like some gross smells. Right. They were really funny about it.
I saw something today where he's taking, you know, I had those little strips that you could smell.
Yeah.
And it was just a picture of him with a little strip smelling it. And it said, here's where Zach figured out he had COVID. Made me laugh.
That was really funny. But then she made a couple comments. Well, I guess the guy, the perfumery, what is it? The perfumer? What do you call
perfumery? Yes.
The guy.
Yeah, the guy.
Was, asked how they met. And then she told the maple syrup story.
What was that? He knew. Did he not know he was on a TV show? Did he not see the cameras? Did he not know The Bachelor exists? That was a silly question.
But I thought it was funny how they told it. So she told the maple syrup story and then said he gave her a single rose and asked if she would accept it and be her boyfriend.
Yes.
Like, okay.
Okay.
That was kind of fun. And then they said that their scent called Zabby feels like their first child.
Very cute. Yes. Then they went and met with a royal butler, and I looked him up. He's really a royal butler.
Yeah, he really, said he worked for King Charles and he worked for the queen, and she got to try on crowns. Like, do you think those were actual crowns?
No, but I did think it was cool.
I thought that was really cool, but my favorite was the corgis.
Oh, I knew that. I knew you would love that.
It's so cute.
That was really, really cute.
Yeah, and they had like costumes on.
That was like little bow ties or something, yeah, right? That was precious. And they weren't just petting them. Did you see them like rolling around on the floor?
That's like my dream day. They were forget really the princess into dresses, it. Forget the crown. Although that and the high tea would be like my jam.
But would Zach be on your dream date?
He would not. He would not be on my dream date. Although, I don't know. These girls are really smitten with him.
They do seem to genuinely like him, most of them.
Yeah, they do. So maybe there's something
else. Well, then Gabby gets to the pretty woman version of this date where she starts trying on dresses.
Yeah. So I loved how he looked at her. He was so, I do feel like he's like this with everyone, maybe not everyone, but most people. So I'm like, is he extra smitten with her? Is he in the moment? Or is like this sort of,
who knows? Yeah. But yeah. And she just loved his attention. That's for sure.
Yes, she did.
She said she feels seen and wanted. And then she said she feels safe, which kind of made me laugh because being on the show is the epitome of not being safe. Like, you could be kicked off at any given second.
You totally could.
How safe do you feel when your boyfriend's dating 10 other women?
Here's my problem. And I felt this way about the dinner, which we'll get to in a minute. I feel like every conversation is Groundhog Day. I feel like everything he says to the women is the same. And everything the women say to him is the same. I guess there can't be that much variation. But, like, every woman that he's been with, like, has gone through this horribly traumatic, like, relationship experience or multiple. Some are first, like, I don't want to take anything away from Brooklyn's. Like, she had real abuse. But every woman is like, my last relationship or one relationship, like, destroyed my self-confidence. I lost myself. Like, it was literally the same conversation. And his response was really good, but it's also the same. So I feel like it's Groundhog Day every episode.
That is a really good point. He does have good answers and good comments. I do appreciate his attention and, you know, whatnot. But here's my problem. Like you said, they talk about, well, the girl might give some information, but he gives no information. Do you know anything about Zach?
Yeah, that's a really good
point. We don't know anything really about him. I don't even know what he does. I can't even remember where he lives.
He's in sales, he told Greer.
We don't really know very much about him. Yeah. I think he was in a band when he was in seventh grade.
Yeah.
I mean, we really, so when you say it's like Groundhog Day, it is. The woman tells some sad story, which we all are sympathetic to, but he tells nothing. And even though the conversation, we don't really see that much of it, but what we see is the same with every single woman. And isn't there a time where maybe she says, oh, my parents went to London in 1975. They never like talk about their lives. I mean, maybe they do and we don't get to see any
of
that.
But I want some diversity in conversations. Right. And I don't mean to take that away from these girls' experience. Like, I love that he's so supportive and I love that they feel safe. Like, it's great, actually. But there has to be more. Like, I feel like I'm just sort of like, okay, well, here's the same conversation at the dinner after the one-on-one. And it's like, okay, what's something funny that's happened to you? What's something else in your life? So anyways, you know, it's always like, I just we just clicked. I feel so special with you. You look at me and make me feel seen and make me feel beautiful. And
that is
wonderful.
Repeated in every conversation.
Every conversation with every woman.
Just say how nice they feel, and he'll say, "Oh, you're making me smile. I'm getting butterflies," which he has said to numerous women.
Everyone.
It just there's no discussion. How can you fall in love with someone who you know nothing about and doesn't tell you anything except for, "Oh, I'm enjoying my time with you"? Well, let's get a little deeper.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, they're going to fall in love with you because you make them all feel special, but like, what else? I'm sure there's a lot more that we're not seeing, and that's fine. But like, to me, there's probably four or five women that seem like they're on the same plane. I can't figure out which connections are better. How does he feel about Kat versus Katie versus Ariel versus Gabby?
Can he tell the difference between Kat and Katie?
I cannot. I literally cannot.
It'd be nice if he mentioned that.
Right. But my point is, like, it's all the same, that I feel like I'm watching a lot of love stories build, but I feel like I'm watching the same love story build in parallel, that I can't differentiate them at all.
No. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Crazy. So going back a little bit, the other thing, so there's that whole scene with Greer and being upset about the tea, and like, the date card comes from the group date and she's on it, so she knows she doesn't get the one-on-one, and she's like super devastated, and Charity gets it. Then she's in the hallway crying and, you know, like, you know, "I thought he knew that I love tea." And it's like, okay, well, 900 people tell him a million things at the same time.
Right.
So, but the thing that I wanted to point out was, Gabby comes back from her date. She's unboxing all of her stuff. Everyone's feeling good. That's when Greer goes into the hallway. She's like, "I just can't handle it." One, I think that was really crappy to like come back and rub it in the women's faces.
They almost always do that. I think they have. I think they're contractually obligated to do that.
And that has to be part of the drama. But I think the other weird part of it was that there was a second date card for her, which I thought was weird. So like, in comes this date card that says, "Gabby, you were my queen today. Seeing you in that dress gave me butterflies. I'll see you tonight."
Oh,
and
yeah,
that's read in front of all of the women, and like, way to just like twist the knife their, you know, bodies. Like, I just thought that was mean.
I didn't even think about that. You're right. Well, I think she knew she was going out to dinner with
for
him.
For sure. But like, don't come home, hang out with the women, unbox your stuff, and then have a date card come. Like, I just think it's mean. Like, just go and do your thing. Like,
Greer definitely was spiraling. I actually heard a little tidbit today that I did not know. Maybe you did. Gabby and Greer were both Pi Beta Phis at Ole Miss together.
Together?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting.
I know.
Were they friends? That.
No one seems to say that they were. So I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's 1,000 people in the sorority. I mean, it's huge.
I know,
but still, it's a small world. They obviously knew each other in advance. So maybe that's adding to Greer's
maybe
spiraling,
right?
Something.
Like jealousy.
Although Greer's beautiful, I think she's really, really.
I think funny. She's cute. I wouldn't say like beautiful. Like, I think Gabby's beautiful. You don't? Okay, you're making a face that no one can see. I think she's pretty. Maybe it was just the dress. I think Greer's cute. She reminds me of Punky Brewster, like Solel Moonfry. I mean, which, she's so cute. Like, if I saw her, I'd be like, "You're adorable." She was, by the way, really funny. So I don't know if you watched the end of the show where they were showing clips of her in the pub.
Oh, yeah.
With
that
female bartender. And she was like trying accents and like learning all these new words. Oh my God. So
she needs her own
really
show.
She
does. Her own show.
She's funny. You know, we have to see the drama, but I was glad we got to see the funny side. My favorite part of this date was the concert by UB40. Love them.
That was a long date. It started, they did about 20 different things on this date.
It was a lot. And to your point, do they always do that? And we just only see part of it because there's so much more to get in there? Or did they, I just feel like they did a lot.
They did.
Of stuff.
They
but
did.
You know what? It was more activities than sitting in like a random hot tub in the middle of nowhere. Cause like,
good
that's
point.
An activity for people.
That's a good point. Oh my gosh. That's like the one thing they didn't do.
Yeah. Yes. No hot tubs. I'd rather roll around with corgis than sit in a hot tub.
Right.
But what do I know?
That's true. It was a great date. It was, I definitely like Gabby more than I did before.
Yeah. Sure. I've liked her more and more every week. After that super awkward week where she just like said all the wrong things, I've liked her since then.
Speaking of super, super awkward, wasn't that super awkward when Greer, who was she talking to?
In the hallway?
Yeah.
Charity.
And then Gabby had to walk over them.
Yes. And then she's like, "That's my room." They were sitting in front of her room.
Well, and they were sitting in front of her door. And I have been to so many sports, sports tournaments where we just hang out in the hotel, and I frequently and sitting in the hallway talking to some other sports moms. You never sit in front of someone's door.
No, it's kind of weird.
I think somebody told them to sit in front of the door. And I think Gabby had all her stuff and she just thought, well, they couldn't possibly be sitting in front of
her. Right. That's exactly right.
That was crazy.
The one thing I did want to point out, so I know last week, I think it was last week or the week before, when I was talking about how when he kisses people, he like makes them do a full back bend.
Oh, yes. Like,
he did it again. Did you notice it this week?
Yes, you have to be limber to date Zach.
I literally threw my back out watching him kissing her. It was like, I know he's really tall and I think his intentions are in the right place, but
really into it. He's really taken on this role.
Maybe.
I don't know. Yes, he's pushing them in a certain direction. Next day, group date.
Yeah. So then there's the group date. And so they were supposed to go on a double decker bus. And then, you know, they're notified that like, he's under the weather, not feeling well, but go on the date and have a good time. And of course it's raining, like typical London, like terrible weather. The girls looked so cute, but that looked awful. I know you and I chatted about this. Like, what would an alternative have been to make it more fun?
Well, let me just say, as it started raining and they were on the double-decker bus and they're cold and they're putting on their hoods, and I think Kylie actually had an umbrella, but if it were you and me, normal people, we would go to the first level.
I thought that too. Like, why are they sitting up there?
I don't know.
Stupid.
For drama, I guess.
For drama, or the whole, like, crew was downstairs.
I mean, I was just curious if this was really... Like, what they did is what you and I would do if we went to London and we wanted to take a tour. We would do the double-decker tour and we'd go to the pub and we'd, I don't even remember what they did, but they would talk to a beef eater and blah, blah, blah. I really wondered if Zach was there, what was planned?
Oh, you don't think that was, because I was thinking that was probably the date. Like, let's go tour London and we'll see this and we'll see that and we'll go to a pub and we'll like experience quintessential.
Well, in normal states, but normal experiences, but for The Bachelor, I mean, I don't know what they would have had him do, but it just was so normal. And
it was normal.
Routine.
I guess I didn't even think about that.
The reason why it just seems so strange is because they never just do stuff like that. Not quite like that.
You
it
don't
was just,
think? Just tour a city?
I don't know.
It's like, there's times like one-on-ones. I know they go walk around and they go into stores and they try on hats and they do like
maybe,
all kinds of silly.
But it was such a normal date. And it was really cute to see the women just having fun and giggling and laughing and enjoying the bar and enjoying the
I'm glad they did that.
They really seemed to have a fun time and they weren't so upset about Zach anymore.
Took a while though. Like I think they were pissed for a while and then they were like, get me out of the rain. And then when they went to the pub, my guess is, I mean, you could see like Greer and Mercedes were pounding beers, you know, like they were racing. I was like, that's probably not a good idea. So my sense is they probably threw back a couple and then loosened up a little bit. And they're like, you know what? We may as well have some fun.
And they ate. Oh, they did something we never see. They ate. They ate fish and chips.
Oh my gosh.
We never see eating.
There was actually food at Zach and Gabby's game.
I noticed that. Yeah. They didn't touch it, but there was food.
There was food. I feel like they usually don't have
Now, lately, they've just been like, oh, forget it.
Like, why even bother preparing it? So maybe they were allowing. But they did some cute, you know, they stuffed themselves in the phone booth and someone farted. I'm like, look, you guys are actually like
it was
regular
people. Exactly.
Yeah, which I thought was really cute.
It was fun to see it, though. Normally, they're not allowed to eat, so that was enjoyable.
So tell me this. So they went to Buckingham Palace and they were trying to make the guard laugh.
Yes.
Do you think this was an actual real guard or do you think this was like a paid player for The Bachelor?
Well, I don't know because he did everything that the normal guards do. I mean, he probably was a normal guard. That's what I think. Yeah. But he did everything that the normal guards do. They don't react in any way, shape, or form. Except the last second when they left, he kind of raised his eyebrows. I don't think they do that. I think they are so stoic. They don't look left or right. They don't do anything.
How in the world can you do that? I mean, I'm sure you're so used to
it.
They go
through years of training. I don't know.
Like desensitizing. Right.
Because you know, people do this to them all the time. Hey, stop. Oh, look at me. I mean, they just are tortured like that all day long.
I cannot imagine. Because there has to be points where you break, right? Like you watch SNL and sometimes they break. Like, do these guys ever break? And if so, what breaks them? Or did they totally lose their sense of humor outside of their job because now they can't, they're so trained not to laugh at anything that nothing's funny to them.
Very likely. That's hilarious.
Yep. I thought so. So then the poor girls get dressed up that night. Like, okay, now we're going to have the conversations. Now we're going to make up for it all. And another butler with a message from Zachary.
Right. He can't join in the cocktail party. Brooklyn feels stood up. Greer has no grace. She had grace in the morning, but now she has no grace. But no one seems worried about Zach's health.
Well, they kind of said, like, yeah, I feel bad that he's sick, but really I feel bad for us.
They really are very self-centered and they're upset about their time.
I would have been too, because you do lose that time. Like, you only get so much time with him. And then if you lose that time, you're like SOL for the week.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Kylie said, what did she say?
Why is she still there?
She said, why am I still here? And then she said she had a lot riding on today. She was upset.
Well, she did have a lot riding on that. But I did love that they all took a petal from the rose.
That was so cute. Yeah. Yes.
I was like, good for you all for being supportive of one another.
I wish I could say whose idea that was. It was Katie or Kat.
I know they're like the same, interchangeable. I mean, they're both lovely. I like
they
them
really
both,
are
but
both
I
lovely.
Really cannot tell them apart.
I think they both go far because Zachary can't tell them. But one of you I really like, so I'll take them both.
But this
with
is
me.
The thing I really, going back to that comment, like, I can't figure out who's in the running more than others. Like, it's no. I don't know if it's editing and done on purpose, because I feel like I'm literally watching the exact same love story play out.
But we, even though we can't tell, we could tell that I could tell both Kylie and Mercedes were for sure on the chopping block.
Oh, yeah. No question. Like, you know who he's not into.
Right.
For sure.
But who's the front runner amongst the remaining nine? I don't know.
It's hard to know between Kat, Katie, Ariel, Gabby. I don't know. Charity. Poor Charity, by the way. This poor girl. She's like, okay, well, yesterday was missed, but now I'm going to get my date. And then Jesse showed up to say he actually tested positive. So all of what he was feeling is COVID.
And then Zach said this is his worst nightmare. I'm like, really?
Right.
I thought your worst nightmare that was that there would be someone here for the wrong reasons.
Right. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, I get it though. Like, listen, he's there for this. He's losing time. But like, if I'm Gabby, I'd be like freaking out.
Freaking out.
But she wasn't freaking
She didn't
out.
Seem to care. So one interesting thing, what did you think of this when Jesse says, Katie, you're a nurse.
Yeah.
First of all, there are multiple nurses in this one room. And second of all, if we have learned anything, I feel like we're all COVID experts at this point. You know, we know the severity of this. We don't need a nurse to explain it to us.
Right.
In fact, the real thing she should have explained is we should all be in quarantine until we're all testing negative.
Right.
I mean, it was kind
Although
of weird.
I'm curious, though, think about it. They hadn't seen him. Really, right?
We don't know how long.
Since
but
the
yes.
last rose ceremony. And like by that point, they had to like get to London, spend, you know what I mean? Like, I
but
don't know.
Gabby has.
Gabby has.
And Gabby's probably infected all of them.
Well, that's true. Like, did anybody else get it? We don't know.
But again, they're not so worried about Zach's health, which is nice. You know, hopefully he's been vaccinated.
Nice.
He's been hopefully vaccinated and they know he'll be fine. Yeah. But yeah, they're all just upset about their lack of time.
Yeah, it didn't seem like he was ever that sick. Like, I mean, he was kind of run down. They didn't show it,
didn't
but it
show
didn't
it.
Seem like his symptoms were so bad. Katie, I think it was Katie, not Kat.
It was Katie.
Well, felt bad that he was alone in his room with no one. So she wanted him to know that there's always going to be somebody for him. So she did take over that care package and knocked on his door. I thought that was sweet.
Yes. Being the jaded watcher that I am, though, I thought, why does she get to do it and no one else does?
Because she was called out by Jesse as being the nurse. And so he teed her up for, hey, nurse, wink, wink.
All right.
We have a package for you to bring over.
That was cute.
And I'm wondering if there was some element of like, he wanted her to, or they're like, okay, we're going to send somebody over. Who do you want it to be? Like, was there some setup that he was involved in, or was like it truly a surprise?
Well, they had a great date. Wasn't she the one from the museum?
Yeah.
So obviously he likes her.
They had a great date. And like their conversation through the door was so cute. And she was like, you know, I'm here. I haven't stopped thinking about you. You know, don't want to lose momentum, blah, blah, blah. But I was thinking to myself, what if you felt like crap? Like, imagine if you're on the other end of that and you're like, because when I had COVID, I was knocked out. Like, I had brain fog. I had fatigue. Like, I couldn't even talk. Like, can you imagine being forced, if you feel like that, to sit on the other side of the door and like try and make that effort to make somebody feel good?
I would not enjoy that at all. Yeah. Although I think in this case, he okayed it.
I'm sure he did, but I was just thinking,
but
like,
no,
oh, that would have been horrible.
I couldn't even watch anything, Love is Blind, whatever. When I don't feel well, I'm just staring at the wall. So
yeah,
he must have felt a little better.
I think he did. It was nice, though. He said he had a lot of confidence in them. He was excited to see her, blah, blah, blah. So
right.
That was a very smart move on her part.
Yeah.
At least Greer didn't show up with, like, tea and be like, I know you didn't take me.
Look at my arm.
Yeah, I like my tea. Do you like tea?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm bringing our one-on-one date to you, even though you didn't choose me. So the other thing I was wondering is, like, why are the girls stuck at the hotel? Is that because they were quarantined? Because I'm like, they should be able to go let loose in the city. Like, why are they forcing them to sit there when they know he's not going to be around? Like,
well, maybe they did. There's just no point in showing us that, I guess.
Maybe.
I don't
know.
That would have
been more fun. Or maybe it's because they already showed it. Or maybe it was all out of order and all the pub and, like, the fish and chips things they were doing were maybe not on the group date.
Who knows? Good point.
So then Jesse comes back and he said, we're going to have a virtual cocktail party. What did you think of that when they first announced it?
I thought, oh my gosh, they're all dressed up again. Mm-hmm. Yes. Did they know he had COVID already?
Yeah. So okay. This is when, because Charity's date was canceled because Jesse came back and was like, mm-hmm. he tested positive, and that was the day of Charity's date. So they all knew that was not going to happen. Poor Charity, like, thought she was totally going to get skipped over, which she might, like, if you choose all these dates.
True. Okay. So then they had this little go into a room and FaceTime with Zach.
Yeah. So you see him, like, getting instructions on how to set up the video chat. Right. And I guess they were saying they were going to do a virtual rose ceremony. So Charity got to go first. Oh, this is interesting. They're sitting in front of the screen. Like, he can see her and she can see him, but they can't see themselves, which is good. I think they talked about that. Mm-hmm. It's kind of nice. So I thought it was cute that he had a surprise for her.
Oh, right.
And he gave her that Big Ben.
Our time has been cut short.
Yeah, exactly. But she was shaking, trying not to cry. He did say their time will come. So I was happy to see him say that because I was curious. Is that it? Because, you know, you have all these dates planned out in these different cities. So does somebody else get substituted out? Do they add another date in? Like, what is it that they're going to do to make up?
I actually wrote down that as well. And he says that again with someone else. I forgot who else he says this to. But he says, I can't wait until our time together. We never see. I mean, this is obviously an unprecedented situation. Yeah, yeah. We never see a lead say that to someone. Mm-hmm. And she knows at that moment she's getting a rose. We never see that. I mean, you could think, of course, I'm getting a rose. I was about to get a one-on-one. So, mm-hmm. But I thought that was interesting. He said, I can't wait until our time together. So obviously something's on the horizon that they will get to spend time together. So she knows she's going far. She says something really funny, though, when she picks up the iPad for the FaceTime. And she says, oh, I can pick this up. I love this for me. I thought that was really funny. Like, where have you been? Don't you know you can pick up an iPad? It's 2023.
Right, that's cute.
But, yeah, so that – okay, so the next is Kat, or maybe Katie, but I think it was Kat.
I think it was Kat.
And she says she learned a new word, snug, but it's really snug.
Yeah.
And they, like, had a fake kiss or something. I don't know. It was gross, whatever it was.
Yeah, it was like, I didn't even write some of these down. So I was like, this is a snooze fest.
Right. Kylie says, she's sick of waking up next to Mercedes. I thought that
yeah,
was
what a, is that?
I guess they're sharing a room.
I know, but, like, you don't want to diss your roommate. That's so rude.
She means she wants to wake up next to him.
I know.
Well, that's not happening. But
yeah, that's definitely not happening.
And anyway, he says she knows how to put a smile on my face. Well, you're about to kick her off. Why would you even say that?
Yeah, I wrote that down. I felt like he was misleading. Sometimes he is misleading. I think he's trying to say things to make people feel good. This happened last week with Davia, remember?
Yes.
And he, like, made her feel like things were really good and then bye-bye.
He should not do that. All right, so then Allie, they each have an orange and they kiss an orange. I don't know.
What was that?
I don't know, but I heard somebody on the radio today on a podcast who's a psychologist, and she said she thought it was the grossest thing she's ever seen. She was just happy it wasn't a banana. I'm like, okay, I'll go with you on that. Anyway, then we get to Greer.
Oh,
he talks to a bunch of people, but then we get to Greer. Oh, I don't even really like Greer that much, but I felt really badly for her.
So I was really mixed on this. First, I didn't love that she was like, telling him she's glad she can't see herself because she would be staring at herself the whole time. I'm like, that is not how you kick off a conversation. I think he was pretty creeped out by that. So, like, not a good start. And then she was asking how he felt. He said he feels great now, but it's hard because he has to still isolate. And then she went on to tell that story that we talked about before, which was like, she was in sales and had COVID, like at the end of the quarter, it's really hard. So she was trying to relate, like, I know how it feels to, you know, that you have a goal that you're trying to reach and you're not able to.
And he did not like that.
He didn't like that. And he said, it's completely different trying to find a wife than the end of a sales quarter. You know, he put a lot of weight on this week. And, you know, I think he was, I appreciated him being candid in the moment. I did. Because it is very different. And I know she was trying to relate. And I felt bad for her. She didn't mean to belittle him. She was trying to relate. And I've said a lot of stupid things. Like, I actually did some of that this week. And I was like, oh my God, I'm such an idiot.
Everybody says little stupid things. And she's just trying to sympathize with him, I thought.
Yeah.
And he, whatever she was saying, she was making conversation in a very unusual situation. I mean, of course, FaceTiming happens all the time, but not on The Bachelor when you're like being courted or whatever. It was a weird thing. She's nervous. She said she was feeling uncomfortable at the beginning. Yeah. And then she says something that he doesn't think is in the same par as looking for his best friend slash wife. And he really jumped down her throat.
He did. I was mixed on it. Like, I understood his perspective in that. Does she realize how serious this is for him? Like, mm-hmm. You look at him and he's like, I'm literally trying to find my life partner. And she's like, yeah, man, like at the end of the quarter, it's really stressful, you know, and I have COVID and like, I can't close the deals I need to have. I understand what she was trying to do. So I see both sides of this. And I think he was like looking at her as like, you're a child.
Well,
a little bit.
Just to play devil's advocate, her job might be really super important to her. And if she doesn't meet her year-end quotas, she's at a disadvantage. She doesn't get a bonus. You know, who knows what the story is.
I don't disagree.
It's not like she was saying, oh, when I go to the store and they're out of my favorite hair color, or my candy bar or whatever. She's saying, in my livelihood, it took a toll. I had COVID and I was worried. I mean, something that was important to her that he doesn't deem to be as important as what he's doing. I thought it was really dismissive and kind of a dicky move.
I don't disagree with you. I don't know that it was handled well. So let
me
ask you this. So she ends up staying.
Shockingly.
Do you think he reflected? Because there's times, like I said, like I've said some really stupid things. And I'm like mortified at the end of the conversation. I'm like, old enough that I should not, like, I should be better at this. And then I go back and I reflect and like, I'll go and apologize to someone and be like, that's not what I meant.
Right.
I don't do this all the time, but it does happen. And so I'm just wondering if he took some time to reflect and thought like, wow, I was a little hard on her. Like, I understand what she's trying to do. Do you think there was a producer that was like, dude, like, that was a little harsh. Why did you, like, she was trying to do this? Or do you feel like he was forced to keep her even if he didn't want to?
Well, I don't really know what happened. I mean, just to go give him a little, you know, whatever, give him some grace. He's fighting COVID and maybe doesn't feel perfect and he didn't have time for her. He thought that was silly. But, you know, he didn't like her analogy.
Yeah.
I don't know if a producer said anything to him or he just realized, or I think there was a case for both Kylie and Mercedes being kicked off this week.
Yeah, for sure. So, he only had two.
Right. Yeah. I mean, is he going to keep Mercedes because he's annoyed at Greer? I don't know. I guess he thought better of that. Or did the producer say, we think you should keep Greer? I cannot believe that a producer didn't say to him previously, you should keep Christina, for instance.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't want anything to do with that and kicked her off. So, or keep Bailey or whomever he's kicked off so rashly.
Yeah.
I think that he maybe is under the weather, was influenced and said, fine, we'll keep her another week.
Maybe.
She's not going anywhere. You could tell he was very annoyed with her.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's for sure. I guess the broader question is what happened? Like they had a really good relationship on like night one.
Right.
And there's been nothing since then. Is that because they haven't spent time together? Because their times were just not interesting? Like I'm thinking about this because she had a really strong start. Like I thought she was going to win.
I think
like,
she got the first impression rose.
Yeah.
And then they haven't really had any time together that we haven't seen too much time together. But who knows? You know, this is what we're seeing. Everybody's time together is just, I'm really enjoying being with you. Oh, I'm getting butterflies. I mean, I don't know how far behind she is that she hasn't had one of these inane conversations with him.
Like, so maybe she's had more awkward conversations with him. Like, maybe that is her MO, and like, they don't show it. I don't know. I feel bad for her.
She felt so, she was just so unhappy after that conversation.
And that's the worst feeling, knowing you screwed up and like, there's nothing you can do. If they were in person at like a cocktail party, she could go back up to him and grab him and be like, I'm so sorry. But in this case, you only have so much time.
Zach, I kind of feel badly for him. He's got to make this very difficult decision to send some people home. He missed out on a one-on-one date and he wasn't part of the group date.
Yeah.
He really is nowhere. He's no more advanced in his relationships with anybody since the last rose ceremony.
Except Gabby.
Yeah. Exactly.
You could tell. I mean, he's really heartbroken.
He was crying.
This. Yeah. He takes it very seriously.
Because I don't think he's that good of an actor. I think he was really crying.
I agree with you. He felt robbed. Yeah. I get it. So then they do this rose ceremony virtually.
Yes.
And so you've got all
the
girls.
Was that?
By the way, like, not only that, but they're crammed into a hotel room with like a pink curtain and a gray. I was like,
hideous.
Could you have at least made an effort? I mean.
And a really ugly lamp. I mean, I actually looked at it.
Lamp.
I go, is this in style in London? Because this is really ugly.
I just didn't understand, like, where would they have done the rose ceremony before? And did that place not have a plug and a connection? Did you go into this gross
Good
drab
point.
Hotel room?
There had to have been like a lovely royal looking, you know, something that they could have used. Exactly.
So I thought it was as well done as it could have been. Like,
that's
he
fine.
Made his little speech. He called them up. They walked up, accepted the rose, and then like grabbed it out of the basket.
That's very similar to him being there.
I thought it was fine. I thought maybe Jesse would like step
in. I did too.
Yeah.
I know. Then Jesse comes. It's the last rose for, you know, they could have, any of them could have just walked up and picked it up. It was hilarious.
Like, no, I'm taking it. Yeah.
Oh, I feel bad for Kylie. She's so tired of waiting for the right person. I'm like, what are you, 24? How many years have you been waiting?
I know. I like feel like she should get together with Joey from The Perfect Match. I feel like they're kind of Jersey
Joey's
Shore.
Joey's with Carousel.
I don't know, for like a minute.
Carousel with a K, at least on the episode I'm watching.
Yeah.
Don't tell me what happens.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like in the future for weeks like this, I think you and I talked about, wouldn't it have been cool if like Rodney popped up on the double decker?
Oh, hilarious.
Like, how do they think about situations? Because this probably won't be the last time somebody gets COVID. And like, how do you better prepare? Like, have somebody on standby that can be fun and entertain the
girls? That have been nice. Okay, so here's my question. And I've heard a lot of discussion about this in the past couple of days. Why didn't they just say, okay, this week is out, we'll just hang out and eat fish and chips and we'll start over next week when he's better. That seemed like that would have been the normal thing for me. And they probably could have just cut this all out. Like, you know, or not
That's
shown
a really
this.
Good point. Like, shown Gabby's date and then just moved on.
Like,
to
we don't need to know
week.
That it was 6 days later.
That's
or whatever.
Right.
But then I heard that it's very possible, you know, they're going wherever they're going and it would be a whole domino effect and maybe, I don't know where they're going next.
That's true. They have reservations and like
maybe
all the plans made and booked.
But they have supposedly money. You'd think they could say, okay, this hotel, you can't now house us next week or the following week instead of next week. We'll go to some other hotel. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the answer was, but that would have been what I would have thought would have happened. That even though it would have been inconvenient for future weeks, they could have figured it out. I don't know.
I mean, it's probably a lot of money to change all of that because you've got everyone's plane tickets for the cast and crew. I don't know if they've got their own airplane or whatever.
They do.
You know, and they go to all these different places and cancellation fees and change. Like, it's just...
I guess.
You would
but
think they'd
ABC
be able to.
ABC has an airplane and some power.
you
would think they could have
done
that, but they didn't for whatever reason. You're right. I mean, maybe the reason just it is much more exorbitant than I could imagine, but I would have thought that they would have done that.
Yeah, that's what they should have done, or just skip the London week or like have.
Just move on. Just okay. This week's a bus. We're going to move on to Sweden or wherever they're going.
Exactly. Yeah. And then they could have 2 weeks somewhere or add something else in between.
Well, this was fascinating. I hope that we don't have to deal with COVID much longer for The Bachelor because it does kind of make for a boring episode. Although there was some exciting stuff, but I have to go finish up Perfect Match. So I got to go.
All right, everyone. Well, thanks for joining us. As always, we will be back next week, week 6, to recap, hopefully a more action-packed episode. Cheerio.
Bye-bye.